This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That you control. It's 603-283-6160 is that phone number you can call. If you'd like to get in on the conversation with us, it's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Joa.
And we've been talking tonight about, well, it's Thanksgiving, so we started off talking about the real story of Thanksgiving and how broken financial or economic incentives were making people poor. In
yeah, it wasn't the turkey coming to save America.
Yeah, and where what was the name of that place? It wasn't Plymouth Rock, but it was where some pilgrims lived in Massachusetts.
I think it was Plymouth Rock.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Well, they first touched down in Provincetown, but they didn't really want to stay there because it was not comfortable. Hmm. So they went a little further, and they found Plymouth Rock, and you can go visit the Rock today.
Yeah. I've always heard about the Rock. Nikki said growing up in Massachusetts, they always went to, field trips in school to that Rock.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very fun. But, we were talking about how the pilgrims used to do kind of a socialist order where everyone was just given the fruits of other people's labor according to quote-unquote equality. And then when they switched to private property, people being able to work as much as they wanted for themselves and make as much food as they wanted to feed themselves, they had such a surplus that they had a feast, and that's where Thanksgiving comes from.
Yep.
That's what we started off talking about tonight. We also talked about some pro-Palestinian protesters at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I wanted to bring in this article, or bring up this article. I think Riley also brought it in, from The Guardian, that says, OpenAI was working on advanced model. And OpenAI is a company that does
they're working on AI chatbots, and people are concerned about AI chatbots, so I figured I'd bring this in. We were talking about AI last night because a group of writers and artists are trying to get together to petition the copyright office to
regulate it.
The AI, yeah.
Right. And this article says, OpenAI was working on advanced models so powerful it alarmed the staff. Reports say new Model Q fueled safety fears, with workers airing their concerns to the board before CEO Sam Altman's sacking. Whoa, Sam Altman, Sam Bankman.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty close. Similar names.
Yeah.
Scam Altman, maybe.
Who knows?
Scam Bankster Fraud.
Right? Yeah, it's Captain's name for him.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought of Scam the whole time until Captain did. OpenAI was reportedly working on an advanced system before Sam Altman's sacking that was so powerful it caused safety concerns among staff at the company. I guess he got fired.
Safety concerns.
Yep.
The artificial intelligence model triggered such alarm with some OpenAI researchers that they wrote to the board of directors before Altman's dismissal, warning it could threaten humanity, Reuters reported. The model called Q and pronounced... Oh, there's an asterisk. I didn't really notice.
I'm calling it Q?
It's Q star, and pronounced as Q star. It says, I didn't notice the asterisk, I guess.
Q star.
Was able to solve basic math problems it had not seen before, according to the tech news site, The Information, which added that the pace of development behind the system had alarmed some safety researchers. Well, imagine your job as being a safety
researcher. Because it was figuring something out without being taught it, right? Hmm. So that's intelligence.
Yeah.
Or some sort.
No. Maybe.
They've already achieved this in the past, but what I'm saying is that they had concerns because of the probably capabilities of where it could go from there.
Who achieved it in the past?
they've trained AI to learn on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the scariest part about AI is like once you train AI to train itself, that's the biggest threat. It's sort of like the government. Once we're educated, we're the biggest threat.
Hmm.
You know, and that's the same thing with AI. It's like once it's trained, it's the biggest threat. Like it could disrupt all kinds of things. I don't know. There's endless possibilities where an out of control AI could go. And there was a movie called Transcendence with Johnny Depp.
I hate that movie.
Honestly, that's pretty accurate to out of control AI without like that weird physical aspect, right?
Yeah, the AI in that movie was making clones, but I think what Joe is saying is correct. It's what I think about a lot. I've seen that movie, and I think about how immediately the first thing he wanted was them to make him. The AI wanted the humans that were working with him to make him like a account or whatever, give him the ability to trade on the stock market, and he like did all kinds of crazy.
Well, he just needed access to the internet. He did that all on his own.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, and then he got really rich and bought a whole town in like Northern California and started making clones. And
wow, that's pretty crazy.
But it wasn't to spoil the movie completely, but it really wasn't real. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about that. It was about this AI taking over in a sense that
total control.
It was going to try to hive mind everybody, right? So, so he would control you, right? Sort of like Neuralink with Starlink.
I called it clones, but really he was just taking over the bodies of people
through nanotech, whatever.
So, what was I going to say about that? Basically, I always think about how that's the first thing he wanted was just to get access to the stock market, and he made himself a whole bunch of money.
That's a threat. Like like it could collapse a lot of people. Actually, could collapse like everything.
It could.
Easily.
You know, once the computer system is like, oh, I know how to trade perfectly. Like, let's just do it. And everyone else is going to be screwed. You're investing in the stock market. Oh, well, I'm taking it now.
And why wouldn't an AI thing that has no ability to have, empathy for humans, why wouldn't it work in its, with the interest of only itself and do something like that?
It would have to be trained that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the thing is, I think it would have to be, a lot harder to train empathy and be a lot easier to just tell it, oh, you want to progress.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And that's it. And then he just does anything to progress.
Well, look who the people that are developing these AI systems are the same people that probably wouldn't develop emotions into it because they have no emotions to begin with to be able to develop it. And they're big, giant corporations on their nosebleed towers, so.
I agree. That's what I really think about. So it's interesting that these tech people, these safety researchers were alarmed by this AI. It says the reports followed days of turmoil at San Francisco-based OpenAI, whose board sacked Altman last Friday but then reinstalled him on Tuesday night after nearly all the company's 750 staff threatened to resign if he was not brought back. Altman also had the support of OpenAI's biggest investor, Microsoft. Yeah, I don't know anything about this guy. And I was hearing about, a bunch of stuff in the AI, tech world on Twitter. People were talking about, this scandal, and I'm only just now realizing that this is what it was about.
Well,
with OpenAI.
Did you hear about Mark Cuban? He has his own company. It's an artificial intelligence company. It's called Mark AI. And I believe the concept of the company was to develop decision making based on what he's done in the past. So it's like it's thinking for him now.
Like him?
Yes. It is him because it's his decisions that he's made in the past to make sure that he makes accurate decisions in the future. And what's best is him. So he's going to use his record repertoire of decisions to make decisions.
At first, I was like, wow. Well, of course, you're going to name it Mark AI. Like how, what's the word? Narcissistic, but now I'm realizing it kind of is like a clone of him.
It's basically a digital clone of himself, and that's fascinating. And look, when people say, "Oh, stem cells are really bad," well, what if you just cloned your own stem cells from your DNA?
You don't have to take it from aborted babies or something.
Exactly. So I'm okay with what Mark is doing. I just hope he doesn't do it for nefarious reasons, or which I don't think so because it's just. It's not who he is.
I feel like our Mark Edge, the co-host of the show, if he was going to create a company of AI, it'd be called Mark AI also.
Yeah.
Mark Edge AI.
Edge AI.
Yeah.
edgy AI. Go, we're back to the edgy AI article.
Oh my gosh. Well, back to this article about AI. It says, I skipped an article. It says, many experts are concerned that companies such as OpenAI are moving too fast towards developing artificial general intelligence, AGI, the term for a system that can perform a wide variety of tasks at human or above human levels of intelligence, and which could, in theory, evade human control. Andrew Rogowski, the Institute for People-Centered AI at the University of Surrey, said the existence of a math-solving large language model would be a breakthrough. He said the intrinsic ability of LLMs to do maths is a major step toward forward. Every single time they say math in here, they say maths.
It's the British way of doing it.
I was about to ask that. I was like, Surrey sounds British. Is that... Yeah. That's so weird. To do maths.
I think it's, since it's from the Guardian's British tabloid paper or whatever.
I've seen it 3 times now, and the first time I saw it, I was like, wow, there's a typo in here.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, maths.
Yeah.
True.
So, the intrinsic ability of LLMs to do maths is a major step forward. It sounds really funny to us. Yeah. Allowing AIs to offer a whole new swath of analytical capabilities. Speaking on Thursday last week, the day before his surprise sacking, Altman indicated that the company behind ChatGPT had made another breakthrough. In an appearance at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, he said 4 times now in the history of OpenAI, the most recent time was just in the last couple weeks, I've gotten to be in the room when we sort of push the veil of ignorance back and the frontier of discovery forward, and getting to do... that is the professional honor of a lifetime. You know, one thing
What are they saying they did on that?
It says OpenAI was
having that problem, having that anomaly? I'm not sure where they're saying that credit goes to.
It's just this guy, Altman. It says OpenAI was founded as... No, it just goes into what OpenAI is. I'm not sure what he was...
They're just accrediting the whole thing.
He says it happened 4 times, whatever it was.
Yeah, what's the... Okay.
Just pushing the veil of ignorance back.
That's funny. That's funny wording.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pulling the veil of ignorance back. Like,
it is, yeah.
You were purposely being ignorant. I'm not sure what you...
I think he's saying, like, humans are ignorant of what, like, robots can do, and we're moving forward.
I see.
I just, like, whenever I think
it's just
like that,
weird terminology that we don't understand.
The thing that's weird about it to me is I just don't see this as, like, the forward progress humanity needs as much as just, like, going back to the basics and stuff like that, like, human beings don't even know, I don't know, I think really basic stuff that the ancients knew, like how to heal themselves, things that would be much more helpful for human beings.
I think we've definitely progressed as society, though. I think we've learned a lot.
Sure, but I don't think this is like, oh, everyone needs to go this way. I really don't. Like, I would rather there not be AI and we have a cure to cancer. And instead of people are working on this.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe AI can be the thing that cures cancer.
We'll be like considered the Amish of the day. Like in the future. Like, oh, they don't use AI.
Make them magnets at the police robots. That's my plan. It says OpenAI was founded as a nonprofit venture with a board that governs speaking on the thing you just brought up about us being the Amish, I was going to say that whenever I watched that movie, the Johnny Depp movie called Transcendence, that's about AI taking over the world a little bit.
Yep.
The thing that bothered me was you couldn't just kind of escape it via just not using the internet or using an OpenAI created machine or something like that, because it just bled into the real world. And that's what I don't want to say afraid. I'm not afraid. But
I get what you're saying. And that, like, it would start by using as much resources as possible, including any little bit of storage, like from your phone to your computer at home, to create a whole new system. I like to have faith, and if AI, you're listening, we love you. And please, take the money away from the bad people. Like, I mean, what else can we do?
How is it going to know what's bad? It's just going to know what's good for it. That's what I'm afraid of.
That's true, and they're going to be programmed to think that way.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. That movie, the AI bad guy wouldn't have been able to do anything without the enabling of the girlfriend of the AI. It's hard to explain. You have to watch the movie.
Watch it.
And the whole movie, I was like yelling at her, like, don't do it. Don't do it. And she was like continually helping the AI because she believed it was her dead husband.
Right.
And I just think that if this happens in real life, basically the same type of scenario, the enablers will just be greedy, psychopathic business people.
Yeah, they would find the avenue to be rich and live wealthy. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be... I don't know. See, when you have that kind of control, is it really about money at that point?
I was about to say, and also they would have this... they would have opinions that differ from a lot of people. Like, this guy saying, oh, this is we're pushing back the veil of ignorance, and it's the frontier of discovery forward. Like, that's your opinion. Like, if it comes to controlling my life, it's not what I think is the biggest and most important stuff for us to be discovering and the progress we need. But there are lots of psychopaths who believe that they know what's best for you.
Look, anyone can if they have enough money, buy a CRISPR machine. And
what's that?
CRISPR is technology where, basically, think of it like as 3D printing DNA.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Anyone can take, there's a lot of black market CRISPR programming going on right now.
That does sound a little scary to me.
Well, it can be good. It can be good. So, like, if you have an ailment, let's just say you have, Lou Gehrig's disease, let's just say.
Uh-huh.
So you give them your DNA, and then they find a way to manipulate your DNA through their CRISPR code, and they can print you an ailment that helps you change your DNA back.
Huh.
So, like, we could be curing all kinds of diseases. I'm not against this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm against the government trying to regulate it, over-regulate it, but
that's
another story. But, like, anyone can get a CRISPR and print or, any sort of crazy psychotic disease you can think of.
Yeah, that creeps me out that if anyone can get a CRISPR, if the people at, like, 23andMe and Ancestry.com are taking people's DNAs and, like, creating creepy clones of you with a CRISPR.
Oh, that'd be weird.
And
that would be weird and creepy.
Can they, like, make hearts or something?
Yeah, you can.
What?
You can clone just about any part of your body. You just need a tissue sample of it, whatever, but, yeah. I love the tech. I love the tech.
They probably already created little golems, homunculi out of that then.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's creepy.
Yeah, look it up. Vice did a lot of stories on it. And, like, literally people in New York in their apartments they're creating, clean rooms. And they have the CRISPR printer, and they're printing for rich people.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. To keep them alive longer.
Printer, Vice.
I think it's CRISPR without an E at the end. Yeah, so.
I'm not going to look into it right now, but during the break, I'm definitely going to.
Yeah.
But this story about OpenAI is also interesting because OpenAI was founded as a nonprofit venture with a board that governs a commercial subsidiary run by Altman, and apparently still is, even though he got hired back. Microsoft is the biggest investor in the for-profit business. As part of the agreement in principle for Altman's return, OpenAI will have a new board chaired by Brett Taylor, a former co-chief executive of the software company Salesforce. I don't know what that is.
No idea.
The ChatGPT developer states that it was established with the goal of developing safe and beneficial artificial general intelligence for the benefit of humanity. ChatGPT is the chatbot that is created by OpenAI. I keep saying, like, they're two different companies. And that the for-profit company would be legally bound to pursue the nonprofit's mission. The emphasis on safety at the nonprofit led to speculation that Altman had been sacked for endangering the company's core mission. However, his brief successor as interim chief executive, Emmett Shear, wrote this week that the board did not remove Sam over any specific disagreement on safety. And OpenAI has been approached for comments.
So, I guess
all the detail they really...
What did AI have to say about it?
We haven't heard anything.
We should ask ChatGPT.
Yeah.
They are probably locked down on being able to talk about it. Well, aren't they only able to know about stuff since up to 2019?
Well... Send that article. I'm going to, on break, I'm going to feed it into the ChatGPT and ask me what it thought about it.
Well, I guess basically all this article told us about the alarming things that the OpenAI was doing was that it was doing maths and figuring maths out by itself.
Yeah.
And that's what QStar was doing, not opening it. I guess not ChatGPT.
Right.
So without any previous feeding of the code or whatever of those math problems, it figured it out.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, in one way, it's a pretty awesome feat that we've created this tech that can do these things. I mean, it really puts us in a whole new level, but which way are we going to go with it?
I mean, we have calculators.
Yeah, but what? You know what? No one said I was going to walk around with AI in my pocket. That's the future.
I mean, yeah, it is the future, isn't it?
Yeah, like Liberty Policy Alliance, which you can visit at libertypolicyalliance.org. They are a bunch of friends of mine that I'm working with, and whenever they need to write some article, they use OpenAI, or what's it called, ChatGPT, and then, you know, edit it up themselves pretty often, and they write really good things that way. Like, Ian won an award from them, and I gave them, like, some basic stuff to say about Ian for a biography, and they sent me back, like, how's this? I was like, this is really, really good. Who wrote this? Thanks. So-. And they were like, not us.
Not us.
But, you know, they, like, edited him, whatever. It's really doing a lot to help people.
I mean, I applied for a job recently, and I was like, when am I going to hear back? And they're like, well, we have to feed it to AI to decide if you actually...
Oh, wow.
Wow. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
Mm, yeah, that's really interesting that people are using AI to figure out who's best to hire. Well, we have a caller on the line. Oh, nope, they dropped off. It said anonymous. I don't know who it was. We did have a caller on the line, but now we don't. Basically, I don't know much more about this guy getting sacked, as they say. Is that, like, the only word for fired?
Yep.
And it is?
Uh-huh. So we're fired in Britain.
It keeps sounding like a, you know, kind of a jokey way to say it.
Yeah, it does sound like a jokey way to say someone got fired.
Well, we have this other story.
Because saying fired is also kind of slang, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's slang to them, I guess.
And it's funny because, like, that doesn't sound like slang to me, but it would be, like, it'd be, like, terminated or something.
Terminated.
If you wanted to be professional about it. We have an article from CNN that came out yesterday. Riley also brought this one in, and it says, Maryland passed a strict gun licensing law after Sandy Hook, and an appeals court just struck it down. So that sounds like some good news.
Yeah, it does sound like it's good news, finally.
We're probably not going to get into this whole thing before the break, and 603-283-6160 is the number you can call in if you have anything that's on your mind that you want to bring up with us, but... we're going to get into this article about the appeals court striking down a bad law when we come back. 603-283-6160. Don't go anywhere. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The hostage release will have to wait another day.
A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning as negotiators worked out final details, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties. You may have already started to see some of these. The Biden campaign plans to broadcast advertisements in two crucial battleground states. Anticipated to reach a substantial audience, the ads are projected to connect with over 1 million Americans age 35 and above. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Control 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Joa.
And we were teasing right before the break this story out of Maryland from CNN.com. And it says that Maryland passed a strict gun licensing law after Sandy Hook, which was a shooting in Connecticut in
2012. December 2012, yep.
It says an appeals court just struck it down. Yeah, that's a long time. That's a
it is a long time. I wonder if it's been challenged since. Like, I don't know what specifically the law is saying, but it is seems like something very fine tuned to whatever the instance is. Maybe it was like some guy, I don't know what this story actually says, but my guess is that you're not allowed to even conceal carry onto school grounds. That's my guess.
I don't know if the story gets into what the law is. So.
Well, it says it was a licensing requirement.
Okay.
Not a...
Oh, that's right.
I'm not sure, but it was like what you're saying, Joel, because I don't know if that... I think it has more to do with like whether or not they'll give you a license. But
gotcha.
That's just my guess. It says... A federal appeals court struck down Maryland's licensing requirements for handgun owners Tuesday, citing a 2022 landmark ruling by the conservative majority U.S. Supreme Court. Maryland's Firearms Safety Act of 2013, passed in the wake of the deadly mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, was deemed unconstitutional in the 2-1 ruling. 2-1? Does that mean...
I think there's like three judges in appeals.
Yeah.
Okay. They simplified it. I get it.
Yeah.
It's weird. Usually I feel like I see it as like 6-9, not 2-1.
Yeah. When I went to appeals court, there was three judges there waiting to hear my argument. And Well, what happened to me is different, but yeah.
Okay.
It says it was deemed unconstitutional in the 2-1 ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. At issue were key components of the state law, which imposes strict standards to qualify for a license to own a handgun. Tuesday's ruling comes nearly 11 years after 20 children and 6 adults were gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary, and the U.S. remains gripped by an epidemic of deadly shootings.
That's not what Alex Jones said.
Yeah, wait, that isn't what Alex Jones said. He said no children died. Zero.
I have yet to see any evidence.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I believe Alex Jones.
I don't believe anyone since I wasn't there.
Yeah, it's hard to know who's telling us the truth. I think children died in a shooting of some kind.
But every time this comes up, I just say, it's all a hoax and no people died on Sandy Hook in Connecticut in 2012. Because I should have the free speech right to say so.
We got your back, Alex.
Yeah, I got your back, Alex.
He has the right to say outlandish nonsense anytime you want.
Yeah, he really does. And it's ridiculous that they fined him billions of dollars for saying his opinion, even if it caused emotional
He's a crazy man, Alex Jones.
The turn of the frogs gay.
Yeah, that's causing my pet frog emotional stress because he doesn't want his wife and children to know he's gay. Tuesday's ruling comes nearly 11 years after 20 children and 6 adults were gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary, and as the U.S. remains gripped by an epidemic of deadly shootings. This year alone, more than 38,400 people have been killed by gun violence in I just have a feeling that that's not true. In a nation
or
that,
an altered number because they're talking about suicides or murders or things like that.
Exactly. Because when
cops
they say,
murder.
Yeah, cops murdering people. Whenever a cop murders someone, it is gun violence, but it's not the same thing as like, oh, people being free to own guns.
It's a police officer involved shooting.
Yeah, and you can't know anything about it. We can't do anything about it because police investigation or whatever. It says, yeah, this year alone, more than 38,400 people have been killed by gun violence in a nation that has seen 612 mass shootings per the Gun Violence Archive. Under the Maryland law, an applicant for a handgun license must meet 4 requirements. They must be at least 21 years old, a resident of the state, complete a gun safety course, and undergo a background check to ensure they are not barred under federal or state law from owning a firearm. Which is why you don't want to tell people, like, I'm depressed, or tell anyone at your hospital.
They use it against you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll use it against you for sure.
Even, like, post it on Facebook. Somebody's going to red flag
I'm
a lawyer.
I'm so depressed.
Yeah. An applicant must then fill out an application, pay a processing fee, and wait up to 30 days for a state official to issue a license. And it's probably a May issue. Like, they probably don't have to end up giving it to you, right?
In Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The appeals court ruled that requiring applicants to wait up to 30 days for a handgun permit violated the constitutional rights of citizens, and the law's waiting period could well be the critical time in which the applicant expects to face danger. Nice, because people buy handguns because they want to protect themselves, and they have the right to carry whatever weapon they want to protect themselves with.
Yep.
And people having guns creates the safest places in the nation, like
I think in some cases it definitely does, but you have to have people who are willing, who know how to handle the gun and know how to handle their emotions because you're handling a dangerous tool.
Yeah, it's not up to the government.
I mean, look, if you're smart enough to make your own gun, there's an exception there. But if you're not that smart to make your own gun, you go to a gun shop, and the gun shop decides if they should sell you a gun. It's like, you know, going to a bar. You don't serve someone that's a lunatic, you know? you don't. And so, I mean, I'm not trying to pin off the responsibility completely to the gun shop, but they do have a responsibility and a, you know, personal moral obligation to, you know, and just for business purposes, do you really want to sell a gun to a lunatic?
Yeah.
No.
That's a good point. And the thing is, we have dangerous things that are sold by people all the time, and they just follow exactly what you're saying. Like, alcohol is a great example. People who own businesses, every single day, they'll refuse to serve people who have had too much, people who are just coming in all rowdy, even, like, something's wrong with them, super high or something like that. Yeah, they decide for themselves with their own, just with, like, regular incentives, not necessarily caused by the government, that they don't want to have a crazy drunk on their hands and have to kick him out with their bouncer or whatever and have violence start.
So just let him in the door.
Or in the cases of a lot of women, the bartenders will be looking out for the women who might appear to be under distress.
Or can I get an angel shot? You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
No.
So if you ever ask for like an angel shot, you're basically saying to the bartender, someone else is creeping you out. You know,
I feel like if that's like popular enough, then the person is creeping you out. And
bartenders know this.
Yeah, but what if the guy knows it?
Oh, true. But bars are loud enough; you probably won't hear it.
Hmm. Well, no, I never heard of that. Maybe if you can say it, yeah. I don't know. What could the bartender do? I don't know.
It's their responsibility to keep their, you know,
kick someone out.
Yeah, or you know, just keep order in their establishment.
Well. I forgot what we're talking about guns, and basically, I just think that people can regulate their own ability to decide if they should sell to someone a gun or not, just like they do every day with alcohol. I know there's other examples, I just can't think of any right now, but alcohol is a great example of that, and I think this appeals court was correct in saying that the wait of up to 30 days for a handgun, it violated the constitutional rights of citizens, and the law's waiting period could be the critical time in which the applicant expects to face danger. In its ruling, the court noted the 2022 Supreme Court decision in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. versus Bruin, affected a sea change in Second Amendment law. That ruling changed the framework judges must use to make decisions, indicating modern gun control laws are only constitutional if a similar law was in effect at the founding of the nation. The appeals court on Tuesday held that Maryland's handgun law failed to meet the historical test outlined in the Supreme Court's ruling. The state had provided no compelling historical law requiring advance permission before a citizen can purchase a firearm, the appeals court noted. We are weighing options for next steps in this case, which prevents us from any further comment at this point, said State Attorney General's Office spokesperson Jennifer Donnellan when asked if Maryland planned to appeal Tuesday's decision to the Supreme Court. And I feel like they'd probably lose that one considering...
I mean, it went to appeals, so it's like hard to break an appeal decision.
Yeah, I mean... I guess they could take it to the Supreme Court if they really wanted to.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll win because it's the same Supreme Court who's been making all these decisions over and over.
Appeal to the appealers.
Yeah. And they keep making the same, in my opinion, good decision, making it easier and easier for United States citizens to own guns. And I think it'll be really necessary if, terrorism comes back to the United States like it did on 9/11, allegedly, if that wasn't just George Bush. because if people come here trying to kill people because of the blowback that is inevitable because of the funding that
the countless
the
wars
States
going on in the Middle East, the Europe, and everywhere else.
Yeah, the United States are funding the bad sides, or, you know, whatever side, and somebody's going to hate the United States when they see...
The United States is so entangled. I mean, everything. Mm-hmm. The whole world is so entangled with the sides that it's just bound to clash. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
And blowback is a phenomenon that means whenever you bomb a country, basically, or attack people at all in some way, the repercussions of that are going to affect the citizens of your nation that you're representing when you're bombing them. Like if there's a
United
States
CIA
flag.
Term. CIA invented the term blowback, and they were admission to, you know, what was happening in an embassy bombing that these things were blowback. That's like it's like friendly fire, not friendly fire, but like
repercussions.
Yeah, repercussions to what they've been doing. Like, they know it's been bad all along, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's blowback from all those people we killed.
Yep. Now, like, if you see your parents get killed and the bomb has an American flag on it, you might hate the United States and want to travel there to kill people. because, yeah, because you feel justified.
You don't separate the actions of the United States government from the actions of the people there because you think the people there justify this.
Also, and like, and just to, in the argument, in a sense, is that terrorists can't typically attack the predominant people making these terrible decisions mm-hmm. in their country. Like, you can't go and attack a TC. I mean, you probably could try, but you're not going to get far. So who will they end up attacking? Innocent people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're, I won't say we, but, like, you know, I'm definitely in the crowd when it comes to vulnerability and being attacked, and I don't have, you know, security and a military behind me.
Yeah, like the president does.
Exactly.
And in their opinion, they probably think that most Americans are just sitting around absolutely fine with what's going on in the Middle East. And
not at all. Not.
I would say not a lot, but I would still say not blame them for thinking that, because I would say definitely majority of people just don't care about what's going on. Especially, like, this has become pretty high profile, this Israel one, because, well, if it's Israel, of course, that's important people. Those other browner people, not very important.
Yeah.
It's been going on in Afghanistan, and most Americans don't care or hear about it much, or have, like, some kind of opinion on it.
Well, historically, Israel has been viewed as God's chosen people, and we need to look out for God's chosen people.
Especially to Christians, and the United States has a lot of Christians. So, yeah, exactly. Suddenly, people are talking about it a lot more, and a lot of people actually have support for the other side in this conflict, too. But I don't blame people for mostly feeling like Americans are just sitting around ignorant and uncaring in these wars, and if they attacked, you know, innocent people, they wouldn't care that much because, well, you're just sitting around every day voting for Joe Biden and letting your taxes go to kill my family, that, you know, they would think.
If you're still alive in Gaza, to give you a picture of what America is, it's either you're watching sports or American Idol, and you, when your team gets a touchdown or scores a point, whatever, their adrenaline goes up a little bit. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. Maybe they heard something about something going on in Israel, so they stand extra hard for the national anthem. But they don't do any, they're not doing it. They don't care. They don't just whatever.
I'm not trying to make people think that it's never okay to kill an innocent person. It's just like I said, it's never okay to kill innocent people in Gaza just because some terrorists from that area allegedly killed 2,000 innocent people in Israel.
Yeah.
And it's just as not okay, not moral, not right to kill innocent people in the United States. I'm just explaining to people who may be listening who are from the United States why it would enter someone's head that it is all right if their parents or family members or just their people are getting killed in a country that is getting bombs shipped to them from the United States. And it doesn't make it okay. But you should understand the repercussions of what you're doing by, you know, being totally fine with and passive about the killing of people with your tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all we had of that story about the guns, but I have this story from ABCNews.com. It says ABCNews.go.com. Venezuela's high court has suspended the opposition's primary election process.
Whoa.
Including its result.
That's crazy.
What?
So basically, they had a vote in Venezuela, and the high court decided to suspend the primary election process, including the result that already happened because they don't like its result.
Did you report last week, or was it the week before, that Ukraine did something? Last Thursday.
I did. Last week, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So basically, Zelensky has announced, it's not exactly the same thing, but he has announced that instead of having elections next year like they're supposed to, I guess early next year.
Yeah, he's suggesting they suspend the election.
It's suspended because it's not time for elections for them to vote for someone other than him.
No. He's living his high life with all those U.S. tax dollars.
Yeah, he's having a good best time. Life right now.
So he has the power, apparently, to suspend elections in the country in the name of quote-unquote unity. He said,
yeah, that makes sense.
We need to be unified.
Yeah, sounds
unified.
Like a united regime there, Zelensky. Are you afraid that you're going to get voted out of power and your war is going to suffer?
Unity sounds like dictatorship.
Right.
You know.
Sounds like 1984 slogans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, the worst part about that is just the irony of the fact that the United States got told, listen, the reason that we need to, by like Joe Biden and the like, we were told, listen, the reason that we need to support Israel with everything we've got and never back down is because they are a democracy and we can't let Russia invade and destroy a democratic nation. And this is the opposite of democracy.
Yeah.
Democratic values.
Democracy for sure.
He's pausing totalitarianism. Democracy. Yeah, for totalitarianism. And yeah, I think this is really interesting. Ian gave me this show prep. He's always reading the news in jail. And it's really interesting because it's just so, it's like, so in your face bad. It's like in Venezuela, they've been doing really bad for a long time. They don't have the, they don't care to hide that they're bad like here in the United States. I mean, every day the mask is slipping more and more and they care less and less here. But it's just another level there how bad their government has gotten and they don't even care who sees it. And it could happen here, people.
Wasn't it true like in Venezuela they were starving for like quite a bit, but it was something like inflation occurred so bad that rats, like they were selling rat meat.
There was just no rats.
And
left.
But wow. Right. So they were selling rat at a, because there was no rats left too, but at a high price, like a really ridiculous price to have even just rat meat. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. Like
kind of like that movie. It's not Idiocracy. It's Demolition Man. How it's a tyrannical place, and the people who want to live in freedom, they live underground, and they're eating rats.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I don't think I've seen that movie yet.
Oh, really? It's Sandra Bullock and Rocky?
Yeah.
Rocky, right?
I don't know, but it's terrible.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone, isn't that Rocky? I don't remember.
Since we're on like this thing about movie references,
I don't know why you don't like it. I didn't like it.
I didn't like this cheesiness.
Oh, I see.
I like real good acting.
I think it was purposely cheesy though.
I know, and I didn't like the style. Oh, but since we're talking on like the movie, sorry to interrupt this topic, but I want to say that we were talking about artificial intelligence earlier, and I wanted to bring up like it was a good movie when it came to like hating on AI. But it's a Good Burger too, and it's pretty funny movie. I gotta give it that.
Is it Nick at Night? Those people?
It's
like
Nickelodeon, Kenan and Kel.
Oh, Kenan and Kel. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just it was fun to watch. I highly recommend watching for
that's
it's fun.
New?
But it was very anti AI.
Is that like new? Or
just came out yesterday, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that they made a new Kenan and Kel. I kind of forget that.
I know, right? I think it was kind of a hit movie. Like, I think it should do well because it was pretty funny.
I really want to watch it now.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And I don't like AI, so I mean, okay, I don't want to say I 100% don't like AI. I like the tool. I don't like the idea of people who are psychopaths using it to control my life.
I agree. I agree with that 100%.
Well, moving on, this story from abcnews.go.com. It says, Venezuela's high court on Monday suspended the opposition's entire primary election process, including its results, and rendered organizers to hand in documents identifying millions of voters in the latest challenge by the government of President Nicolas Maduro to its adversaries ahead of the 2024 presidential vote. The court ruled the opposition's October 22nd contest may be in violation of the law. It was not immediately clear whether the suspension would effectively result in the nullification of the primary vote. The Associated Press could not immediately seek clarification from the head of the National Primary Commission, Jesus Maria Casal, as he entered the... His middle name is Maria? I did not know Maria was a woman or a man's name.
It's a common middle name.
Wow. So, it says, as he entered the Attorney General's office minutes after the ruling was issued, the commission is an independent body that formed to organize the opposition's primary. So, this isn't just any primary. It's the primary of the opposition to Maduro's party, whatever his party is called. Their opposition had a primary, and his presidency, you know, his people stopped it, and it's unclear whether or not it's going to nullify the result of whoever they voted for.
So corrupt.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's beyond corrupt. It's looking like it's heading toward its demise.
Yep. It says, Maduro and his allies have ridiculed and minimized the primary all year, but they escalated their attacks after the election exceeded participation expectations. More than 2.4 million Venezuelans in the country and abroad voted, including in areas once considered strongholds of the ruling party. All effects of the different phases of the electoral process conducted by the National Primary Commission are suspended, the court said in its ruling issued shortly before Cazal and other organizers were set to be interviewed by prosecutors regarding the primary. The court ordered organizers to hand over all ballots, tally sheets, and crucially, so-called voting notebooks, which were signed by every voter after poll workers verified their identity. It also ratified the bans imposed by Maduro's government on three candidates, including winner Maria Corina Machado, on running for office.
So that was the person that was running against him?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and the person who won, Maria Corina Machado, was the one who won, and it apparently was paused. But it says, no, they fixed it. I see what you mean, like, in a bad way.
Yeah.
The court organizers are going to have to hand over all ballots. And what's bad about that is, I don't know if it would have been necessarily private or anything, but now they're telling the government dictators who voted for somebody that they don't want people to vote for. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if it necessarily would have been private either way, though, so maybe it's not as big of a deal as it seems, but that kind of sounds like doxing people to the bad guy government in a way.
It does.
It says, voters waited in line for hours, either under a scorching sun or a downpour, to cast ballots at voting centers set up in schools, homes, and businesses volunteered by their owners, as well as parks and plazas. They downloaded apps to circumvent internet censorship and find their voting center, and they improvised when one ran out of ballots and another did not have enough tables. What do you think about this? Would you be okay with this if it was happening in our country? Because it could happen here if people keep voting for tyranny and absolute totalitarianism.
Well, Trump won.
603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.